A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able, with 10,000, to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. If he cannot, then, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The word of the Lord. I wonder if Jesus was a contractor. No, I don't know if they even had contractors in ancient Israel, but Jesus is the right demographic for it. Son of a carpenter, he could easily be a contractor. You know, a contractor is the one who works to run a whole construction project for somebody. They hire the carpenter, and they hire the plumber, and they hire the roofer, and whatever you need so that the construction job gets done. And these challenging words today are the sort of thing you'd get from a contractor. Well, do you have enough money to even do the whole project? Here's what it's going to cost. Do you have the money for that? Are you going to try and do this on the cheap? And if so, well, that's a little different project, and we'll talk about that. The thing is, with contractors, as much as you think this project is going to cost, in the end, it's going to cost more. That's just the way it is. Because you're going to tear out this wall to redo it, and you're going to find out, oh, you know what? Things were kind of dicey back there, and I could just paper it back over and pretend there was no problem. But really, I think what you want to do today is you're going to want to spend a little more money and fix that right. Or in a couple of years, you're going to have rot in that wall. Or, you know what, we thought we could get away with the cheap sink, but really, there's this nice new sink. It'd be so much better, don't you think? Do you want to spend a little more money today? And in the end, it nickel and dimes you to death. If you have a big construction project, your contractor is going to be, in the end, demanding every cent that you have so that you get built what you really want built. If we really knew how much it would cost to be disciples at the beginning, I think few of us would enter this path. Few. But there's another way that this works out, is that as we start living the life, as we become greater disciples, we see the greater need. Something comes up and we're challenged by Christ to say, okay, you've come this far, but you know the needs are much greater. And so do you think you could do a bit more? Could you pay a little more? Could you sacrifice yourself a bit more today for this end? And aren't you here building it with me? Aren't we making something beautiful? Isn't it worth that little bit more today? What do you think? And that's the challenge of these words for us today, us who are on this path, us who have already sacrificed so much to be on this path, and we believe in this, what we're doing with Jesus, building the kingdom. But maybe today we have a chance, a need, to sacrifice a little bit more. that there's something a little bit more astray, and maybe today we're being asked to pay even a little more, sacrifice our ego, or what we thought, or our comfort, for the sake of building the better kingdom today. And the question is, are we going to do that? Or are we going to try and, today, finish off the kingdom on the cheap? Is that the kingdom we really want? And Jesus is the contractor telling us today it's going to cost a little more. Is that okay?